reckless, irresponsible fiscal planning is not an emergency, despite what the Secretary of Revenue said. By the way, did you know Pennsylvania is going broke? Welcome back to By the Way, Did You Know? And today we're going to get into the budget. We talked a little bit about budget a couple weeks ago, but we are in the midst of budget hearings. So over the next couple weeks, we're going to bring in some members that sit on the Appropriations Committee and are part of these budget hearings where we basically pick apart the governor's budget and bring in different department heads, different agencies, and make them prove why they're asking for the money they're asking for or the programs that they're asking for. And with me today is my good friend Lou Schmidt from Altoona, the great town of Altoona, city of Altoona, I guess I should say.
The city of lights, as we like to refer to it.
There you go. There you go. Blair County. So Lou and I came in together to the House. That's been almost 6 years now, over 6 years now.
And, hard to believe.
We've been on the Appropriations Committee now for two sessions. And we, you know, I thought Lou would be a great to talk about. Some things that we got into this week. Lou's always very good at articulating his litigator days, I think, come out in the hearing sometimes. But one thing that was a topic of conversation this week when we had the Department of Revenue with us is how are we going to pay for the spending plan that the governor is proposing? We've talked about surpluses, rainy day funds. Lou, talk a little bit about what the governor's proposing, this number, this, you know, $47 billion number. What does that mean for the Commonwealth?
I there are three things about this budget. I describe this budget, number one, it spends too much, it taxes too much, and it runs down all of the reserves we have in case of an emergency here in the Commonwealth. I think when we first got on appropriations a few years ago, the budget was 30-some billion, 33, 35 billion. Now we're up into the high 40s. And the other way I describe this budget is I think Governor Shapiro sits there and says, if we fund it, they will come. You know, this budget is very, very short on details. There's not much there. I actually feel bad for some of these department secretaries who are coming in because, for instance, yesterday with the Apache chancellor, I mean, they come in and there's this plan the governor has, this great plan that we only know about because of one of his press releases to merge the Apache schools and the community college schools. But there's no substance to it at all. There's no detail to it at all. Nobody even understands how it's going to happen. And one of the things that I really find disturbing about the budget is that it not only spends down the surpluses that we've helped carry forward from the past, and I'm not so against that. I think that probably shows that to a certain extent we overtaxed the citizens. But what it also does is it wipes out what's called our rainy day fund by fiscal year, I think, 28, 29.
And Lou, what is the rainy day fund? We throw this term around a lot, and it sounds great. It is great, but what is the rainy day fund?
I think referring to it as the rainy day fund really minimizes the importance of it. It's actually known in the revenue code by law in Pennsylvania as the Commonwealth Budget Stabilization Reserve Fund. That fund is meant to stabilize our budget in case of some emergency kind of a fiscal shock, some kind of another pandemic, another Hurricane Agnes, for those who are old enough to remember Hurricane Agnes, a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, in East Palestine, sort of like the train thing that happened last year over in Ohio, a terrorist attack. And by law, and the revenue secretary admitted that, I read him the fiscal code, by law, that fund can only be invaded in times of an emergency, in times when the normal taxing and spending process, the normal fiscal process is not sufficient to address some kind of an emergency situation. And what this governor's done with this budget is, and I think it's in fiscal year 2026, 2027, he knocks that fund down by about $2.8 billion in 2027, 28. It's another $2.1 billion in 28, 29, which is actually more than exists in the budget or in the stabilization reserve fund now. And I was very proud of the fact, and you were part of this as well, Torin, over the last few years, we deposited a record amount of money into what's called the rainy day fund, over $6 billion, more than that has ever been in that fund before. But keep this in mind, in case of an emergency, that is only going to be enough to sustain Commonwealth operations for about 6 weeks. And if we wipe that out, and this governor's budget does that by fiscal year 28, 29, and there is some kind of an emergency, we have nothing to fall back on to continue operating state government here in Pennsylvania. I think the budget's reckless. I think it's irresponsible in that regard. And I think also it violates the law. It violates the fiscal code. And when I was questioning the revenue secretary, he said, well, I said, what's the emergency? He said, well, I think the fact that we have to, by law, fund these things, ongoing legal obligations to fund these expenditures, I think that's the emergency. It's not the emergency. You know, this governor has proposed a lot of new spending proposals. And I think another thing that's disingenuous about this budget, the governor says it doesn't raise taxes. It doesn't raise existing taxes.
Oh, it raises taxes
all right. It raises taxes all right. You know, you're going to have a tax. He's proposing a tax on cannabis, skills games. I mean, he throws out a lot of additional new taxes. It doesn't raise existing taxes, but it raises taxes on Pennsylvanians. There's no doubt about that. And I think it's a totally irresponsible budget. And I think that I question this governor's motives in proposing this budget, because it seems to me like this is just simply a giveaway program to a lot of the same constituencies he wants to appeal to because he's got national aspirations. Yeah. And I think this budget is part of that.
Yeah, and I've been saying he promised everything to everyone. I mean, that's what this budget was. And reckless, irresponsible fiscal planning is not an emergency, despite what the Secretary of Revenue said. Because that's essentially what he said, is reckless spending will put us in an emergency situation.
Yeah, I have never believed that Pennsylvania or any other state can spend themselves into prosperity. I do not believe that. And if it were not for all of this additional spending, including a lot of this new spending, we wouldn't have to touch the rainy day fund because we'd have sufficient income, we'd have sufficient taxation income and sufficient money coming into the state that we would be able to fund the existing programs. And a lot of these new programs, yeah, we might not take the rainy day money and put it directly into these new programs, but we're putting money that otherwise would be there to fund the existing programs into those new programs, and then we have to replace that out of the rainy day fund by funding the existing programs. And I think it's a shell game, you know, and at some point, you open up the shell and look under it, and there's nothing there. And that's where this Commonwealth is going to end up if we continue down this path.
Yeah, and it's when you talk about surpluses and the rainy day fund, those programs that he's proposing are programs that we're going to be expected to fund from here until eternity. They aren't one-time programs or one-time initiatives. They are something that is going to stick with this Commonwealth forever. So what that means is once you spend through all the surpluses and rainy day funds, guess what happens, Pennsylvania? Your income tax, your sales tax, the true revenue drivers for the state are going to need to be increased. And I know my constituents, and I'm sure Altoona doesn't want to pay higher income and sales tax.
No, and I think one of the things I always explain to people, I mean, we're taxpayers too. I mean, yes, we're state representatives, but we're taxpayers too. I don't want to pay any more in tax than anybody else wants to pay. But you make a great point. The rainy day fund, the money that's in there, that's one-time money. Once we pull the trigger on that money and it's gone, we are going to have to then come up with some sustainable revenue sources in order to fund the demands of these ongoing state expenditure programs and initiatives that this governor has come up with. And I think by that time, he'll be long gone, and some governor down the road is going to have to make some really hard decisions. I think we will be looking eventually at gut-wrenching tax increases and perhaps cuts in services or both in order to continue to fund these sustaining obligations that we have. When's the last time that any new government program was eliminated? When's the last time that happened? Any new spending program was eliminated? I mean, this governor is handing out state money like he's the Pope at Good Friday Mass, and he's handing out communion wafers. You just can't pass all this stuff off to people and expect everybody to be happy about it because you're looking to be president of the United States someday. And I think that's what a lot of this is about.
Yeah, this is at a cost of taxpayers, on the backs of taxpayers, yep. And it's irresponsible. And that's what we're doing these next couple weeks, is highlighting that. And you mentioned earlier, and I think I want to get back to this, is that these department heads are showing that they don't even understand these programs that they're proposing. So that's even more dangerous. So there's no plan even for a lot of these proposals that cost a lot of money. And when you go into something without a plan and you're going to throw a bunch of money at it, it's just not going to work.
You know, it reminds me of an old commercial. And you're too young to remember this, but I remember back in the mid-1980s, there was a commercial, it was a Wendy's commercial, "Where's the Beef?" And that's what I think about when I see these budget secretaries up there, and you know, they're showing us the bun, they're showing us the wrapper, they're showing us the cheese and the pickles, but I'm like, where's the beef? Where is the detail on these spending proposals? How are we going to continue to live within our means as we go forward? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And I think this governor is using the backs of hardworking Pennsylvania taxpayers to advance his own personal agenda, his own personal political rise to stardom. I think that's what this is all about.
Yeah, we have some juggernaut hearings coming up with education and corrections and DHS. These the real cost drivers for the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
We'll see how well those secretaries know their budget, because thus far it hasn't really been it hasn't been a lot of detail there.
Well, I will tell you this. Yeah, and I feel bad for these guys. I don't feel that badly for them. I mean, they're secretaries. They should know their budget. But I will tell you, I intend, as we go into some of those hearings, to carve these guys up like Christmas turkeys if I can.
And no doubt you will, Lou. This has been, by the way, Did You Know? Tune in for all of my podcasts at repecker.com/mypodcast.